All right. I'm calling the meeting of the House Special Committee on Energy to order. Today is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Time is now 3:01. We are joined today by Representative Shragi, Representative McKay, Representative Wright, myself, Representative Rauscher. I am the chair. We have a quorum. We are now joined by Representative Armstrong. And so I just would like to thank and give a shout out there to Kale Brown, our our recording secretary and our LIO moderator, Talia Ames, and my committee aide, Craig Valdez, for all they do for this committee. Before we begin, I am going to silence my cell phone because I usually forget when I tell everybody else. And so mine is now silenced. Everybody silence your cell phones. And all questions go through the chair, all answers likewise. Today, on the agenda is to hear HB 349 by Representative Groh. My intention is to hear the bill, set it aside to hear it again next week, hopefully Tuesday morning, if we don't have a floor session. I'm going to set an amendment deadline for Monday at noon. Okay, so that gives you this evening, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and half of Monday to get any amendments in. And that should be a fair time. And then I want to remind the members that we are getting very close to the end of session. So we're probably going to wrap things up unless something changes by Saturday. Okay? You notice that we used the word Saturday. So hopefully we can get everything we've got to get done, which I believe are going to be two bills that are going to make it to the finish line in this committee. And if I can't do it by Thursday, it's going to be Saturday. All right. So, Representative Groh and your staff, Emerson, please come forward, put your names and affiliations on the record. You may begin with your presentation, sponsor statement, sectional, whatever you want to do. And go ahead. We were joined by Representative Baker.
And thank you so much, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I really appreciate you hearing the bill today. As the chairman said, House Bill 349. In this legislation creates energy leasing and permitting standards and statutes that try to track what's happening with oil and gas. Alaska needs energy, and Governor Dunleavy was correct in saying we need an all-of-the-above strategy and approach to energy development. And I know that a number of you have heard this before, not all of you, because there's a substantial overlap between the membership of this committee and the last committee, the House Resources. But what we're trying to do is ensure that the same standards apply to all types of energy. And this legislation creates a framework, structure, might also call it the rules of the road, to assist renewable energy projects in going forward, particularly in terms of leasing and on state land. Uniform policy environment is attractive for all types of private energy investment. And a good economy is obviously good for everybody. Consistent with other state leases, the framework set out in this legislation reserves access for recreation, subsistence, hunting, and other public uses. I don't know if we're happy to go through a sectional. I have my chief of staff do that, whatever the pleasure of the committee is. The bill has changed somewhat. And from what it was originally presented in the House Resources. And I think under all the circumstances, it would make sense to do that. So I would turn it over to, and by the way, I never actually introduced myself. I'm Representative Cliff Groh, and I am fortunate enough to represent a broad swath of North Anchorage set out in House District 18. And so the gentleman to my right will introduce himself and go through a sectional analysis.
Mr. Eversold, would you like to put your name on record, give us your affiliation, and begin whatever you're about to present.
Happy to do so. Cameron Eversold, I'm staff to Representative Groh. sectional analysis. So the version of the bill as it left House Resources is version D. We have updated the sectional analysis based on that. Largely, the sectional analysis is unchanged from the R version, which was the working document that House Resources adopted. We had there were several amendments that were adopted by the committee on that version. Those did not largely change the underlying intent of the bill. So without further ado, the sectional analysis for D version of House Bill 349, Section 1 is a conforming change to AS 3805-035A8. Section 2 is another conforming change, AS 3805-070E. Section 3, another conforming change to AS 3805-075A, which then Section 4 is the most substantial portion of the bill. It enacts four new sections under the Alaska Lands Act. The first part, AS 3805-091, provides the provisions and authorities to the Department of Natural Resources to offer feasibility licenses for renewable energy projects. It provides the commissioner with the authority to adopt necessary regulations to implement licensing, and it sets a maximum acreage for any licensee that any licensee may hold at any given time. AS 3805-092 introduces these feasibility licenses. The Department of Natural Resources commissioner may issue feasibility licenses to encourage energy production on state-owned land. These licenses give the licensee the exclusive right to explore the surface estate of state land and evaluate that land's potential for the renewable energy project. The term of this license cannot exceed 10 years. It does not need to be 10 years. The license must be conditioned on an obligation to perform specified work commitment and make progress on the work commitment by certain intervals of time during the license, post bond or other security, and be subject to review. The commissioner may terminate the license early if the licensee has not made sufficient progress on their work commitment. These provisions, I want to note sort of in the middle here, these provisions are largely consistent with an already existing process in state statute for licensing land for oil and gas projects. At the end of this license period, it then provides the option to convert the license for all or part of the land into a lease for the proposed renewable energy project upon the fulfillment of the work commitments. If that license was terminated early for any reason, such as not fulfilling those work commitments, they do not have that option. The bill also specifies that the land and water within the feasibility area must, to the extent practicable, remain open to the public for hunting, fishing, and other generally allowed uses, including mineral exploration and development. The next section, AS 3805-093, License Procedures, contains the procedures to issue a feasibility license. The process is initiated only by an interested party issuing a proposal for a specific project on a specific piece of land. Within now 180 days after receiving the proposal, the commissioner shall either reject the proposal or, in a written decision, give public notice of the intent to evaluate the acceptability of the proposal. The commissioner shall solicit comments on the proposal for which public notice is given, and they will request competing proposals. The commissioner must issue a written finding, including for any modifications to the proposal necessary to make that license conform to the best interests of the state, and contains provisions for how to solicit a competitive bid. And lastly, AS 3805-094 says that if upon request by the licensee and the commissioner determines that the work commitment has been met, they will the commissioner will convert all or part of the area in the feasibility license into a lease of that state land to develop the renewable energy project described. The commissioner would be required to produce an annual report to the legislature describing the leases entered into under this section. The report must contain the total number of leases each fiscal year. There's several requirements for what must be in the report. And all of that wraps up section 4 of the bill, with sections 5, 6, 7 being various conforming changes based on the, again, substance of section 4. Section 8 adds a definition of renewable energy project. And section 9 provides an immediate effective date of the bill upon its passage.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, obviously ready to answer any questions or proceed any way the committee and you would like us to go.
Well, I thank you for your presentation. I do want to tell that the committee, before they ask any questions, that we do have Christy Collis online from the DNR, Department of Natural Resources Director, Division of Mining, Land, and Water, in case we do have questions that may need to be answered. Do anybody here have any questions at this moment? All right, you must have done a great job of explaining what you got going on. So I will say that we plan on having a public testimony on Tuesday as well for this bill, just so that's out there for everybody that wants to make sure those that need to testify will testify. And do you have any invited testimony you're looking forward to introducing later? And if so, if you don't have none that you know now, if you could let us know ahead of time.
We will do so.
Okay.
You and your staff.
Appreciate it. And so there's no other questions from the committee? All right. So I'm going to set this aside. We all know what the parameters are for the future on this. Before we leave, I do want to let you know that we're going to hear HB 328, okay, next week. It's called the Community Energy Facilities and Net Metering, SB 152, Senate Companion. They're both scheduled. They're both basically the same bill. I'm not sure how we're going to work with that yet, but anyway, we're going to hear the House side for sure. We got the Senate side. We might hear them both at the same time. I don't know. But I'm just letting you know that's in the wind. And we've got to get both of those. Mine is to get both of those out of here by Saturday. So if there is no further business, okay, I'll adjourn this meeting today. Ooh. Back on record. I'll adjourn this meeting today.